Mate, I am your crime gal, okay? Whenever there is things involving crime podcasts, crime books, crime doco series, whatever it is,
yep.
I watch them and I report back. It's called Loggy's Crime Club.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Now, obviously, within my crime club, you know, there's some pretty heavy topics and stuff like that. So,
sure.
Just this is one of those heavy ones, of course,
okay, as well.
Yeah. This one is new to Netflix. It came out the other day. It's called Room 2806, The Accusation, right?
Yeah.
This is a docuseries and it follows the 2011 sexual assault case involving a French politician. Now, his name is Dominic Strauss-Kahn,
mm-hmm.
and this happened at the height of his career, okay? And
that
also
actually rings a bell, his name. I must have heard about it in the news.
Yeah, well, it basically, this whole situation kicked off the very start of the Me Too movement.
Yeah, sure.
Right? And so it involves him and also a maid that was working at the Sofitel Hotel in New York. Here's a trailer.
I have an operator 1505.
Hi, I want to report a sexual assault.
Who's the assault here?
It's one of our room attendants. I would have been guests.
Mr. Strauss-Kahn is the head of the IMF.
The world referred to him as the financial czar.
He was likely to be the next president of France.
C'est vraiment le futur président.
She was an immigrant from Africa, single mother, living in the Bronx. It's kind of the yin and yang of New York.
We have a very serious sexual assault here. In this particular case, it was just too complicated.
Pretty massive stuff. So basically, the global financial crisis was happening. When it was happening, he was part of the IMF, which is the International Monetary Fund, right? And basically, he was the leader and one of the people that was helping countries get out of financial strain, right? So he was kind of like, at one point, he was, out of the most powerful people in the world, he was sitting at number 8.
Right.
So he was a real big deal, right?
Yeah.
He went to America, stayed in this hotel room. The story is that the maid walked into the hotel room. She thought he had already checked out.
Mm-hmm.
She walked in and then he attacked her.
God.
Right? And then he just left. Got away with it, right? Mm. And then he was arrested. Anyway, I won't tell you what happens because I'll kind of keep you in the dark. Don't Google it. As these sort of things, you can get the information straight away, 100%. Right? But it's always good to go through it without knowing anything. It's a 4-part series. The episodes generally run about 45 to 60 minutes on this one. I'm going to rate it a 3.5 out of 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I did enjoy it in the sense that it was interesting to find out about, you know, it's interesting, but it's also sad because it's sort of this powerful person
taking advantage
and knowing that this has happened to so many people and so many women and maids and seeing them all come together. And, you know, it's very the rich v. the poor, the powerful versus the non-powerful people. Yeah. So
haves and have nots.
Yeah, exactly. The closure rating, though, you do get a closure in this one.
Great.
So I'm going to rate the closure rating 5 out of 5.
Yeah, cool.
But, yeah, it's on Netflix at the moment. It's just 4 episodes. If you're into, you know, sort of true crime, yeah, watch it. But also if you're into sort of, you know, big political scandals and stuff, that'll scratch the itch for you.
What's it called again?
It is called Room 2806, The Accusation. And obviously, if any of these discussions brought up anything for you, 1-800-RESPECT is a really good place to call.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo!